This is for you, Connie. Doug had already shut it off and prayed and everything. But I was just saying, this to me, there's so much substance in this. If we had one chapter that, and not that it's anything in writing I'm talking about, but I'm living out the truth and the reality that's in this chapter, to me, you'd just be well on your way to Christ being glorified in your life every minute of every day. That's how important to me this chapter is. It's just all the provision that is in Christ, that Christ is Himself. Mm-hmm. So to set this aside and go on with something else before, you know, rereading it maybe many times just seems. But and it's not even that you have to reread it all the time, because this is what God is doing in our lives. This defined it to me, right?
Yeah.
But one last thing, nobody else mentioned it, but I loved what he said. When he said, put it where, you know, put the old man, put yourself, where the Lord Jesus has put it, in the grave, and do not walk around it, turning it over, if peradventure you might find something worthwhile. Fix and fasten your faith in God's Son and leave yourself alone forever. I just thought that was great. This is really a unique expression of Brother Sparks. He says things in here, some things that I don't remember him saying in other things, but the way he said it. And when you were talking about Eric saying that it's work to abide in Christ, he says here, that is why it says that we should walk in newness of life. That is an active going on in this new life. An active, not passive.
It's an active faith
appropriation.
Yeah. I think that's the most important thing. Active faith appropriation.
Yes.
Colossians says, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, in Colossians 2:6, aorist tense, so continue to walk in Him. And so walk in Him. Doing what? What do you mean walk in Him? Receiving Him. If we're not actively receiving Him, we're not abiding. It's active. So as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, that was an act of faith, so continue to walk, order, and conduct your life in Him. In Him is the sphere of your life and being. Doing what? Receiving, receiving, receiving. That's the verb. As, so. The verb received, aorist tense, so continue to walk, present tense. And so it's right there. I mean, to Paul, this was a reality for him. And I think we don't really recognize that faith cannot actually be operational. We have to be thinking, are we exercising faith in the Son of God in our life? In the midst of whatever's going on, most of the times we are passive and don't even recognize it. Because if you're receiving Christ, then the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus will be operational. If we're not receiving Him in our circumstance, that means faith is not appropriating. We can know about Him, like Eric says. You can say, well, you know, you can believe in the plane, you can sing hymns to the plane, and you can try to cling to the plane, but you're going to fall off. You got to get in the plane if you're going to be airborne. And so that the law of aerodynamics takes you along with the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Knowing about the plane and getting a manual and reading about the plane and singing hymns to the plane is not going to affect you when it comes to the law of sin and death or gravity. You're going to fall off and it's not going to do any good. So we have to know what it is to really be receiving Him, which is a faith, active faith in our everyday life. All right, you want us?